My brothers and sisters, so who do you think won the argument? The apostles were arguing about which of them was the greatest. I bet John didn't even enter into the conversation. He was far too humble. I think if someone like Nathanael, who Jesus said was a true child of Israel without guile, he was probably so honest that he said, "Gosh, it's not me, it must be one of you guys." Who do you think was victorious? Does anyone doubt that it was Peter? Right, the natural leader, the most outspoken, the one who took the sword out of the scabbard to guard our Lord. He was the most courageous. He was the one who was willing to walk on water. I bet he was the one who brought up the argument so everyone would admit, "Yeah, you're the best. Okay, fine." But interestingly, looking back 2,000 years, if you ask most Christians who was the greatest of the apostles, I bet almost everybody would say, "Gosh, it would have to have been Peter." I remember when I was choosing my saint for confirmation, I was in 7th grade, and my dad was explaining, you know, you have a patron saint for your whole life, you can choose whoever you want of all the saints. The first day I got, "Oh gosh, who's the best? Oh, Peter, I want to have Peter." My brothers and sisters, if he became the greatest, which could strongly be argued, it had to have been because he became the least of all and the servant of all. Which we know that he did by laying down his life, becoming a martyr of the church. And he got to such a degree of humility that when they crucified him, he asked that his cross be turned upside down because he was not worthy to die like our Lord. What brought about this transformation in him? Our Lord allowed him to see how weak he was. That he would come to the point where he didn't think, "Jesus needs me, but I need Jesus." Our Lord allowed him to sink because of lack of faith in the water. Our Lord rebuked him and said, "Get away from me, Satan." Our Lord allowed him to deny him not just once, but 3 times. So Peter would come to the point where he would think, "I need Jesus more than my fellow apostles. I'm the least of all of them." And so he became great. By placing himself at the service of the entire church. This last week I was on pilgrimage and I began a book about Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And it's written by a priest who became a missionary of charity. In 1966 she founded the men's branch of her religious order. And this priest said he was one of the first men to follow her. And she had a gathering. It was a few weeks after they started this congregation. And so she's speaking to these chosen men. And she talks about the gift of a vocation. And this is what she said to them. Now remember that Mother Teresa was a sister already. She left the religious order of the Loreto nuns, a teaching order. She says to them, "Brothers, there were many wonderful sisters in Loreto. Why did Jesus call me? Because he could not find any other sister more miserable. If he had found one more miserable than I, he would have chosen her." We went to Lisieux on this pilgrimage. The Pope who canonized St. Therese, Benedict XV, said of her, "She is the greatest saint of modern times." After she died within 28 years, this little nun, when she died, you know how many people were at her funeral? Less than 50. You know how many people knew her? Less than 50. Within 28 years, her tiny little convent of 20 nuns had sent out 17 million relics. 1,700 a day. She said of herself, "If God could find a soul weaker than my own, he would have done far greater things with her." I give one more example, that of St. Paul, who said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." My brothers and sisters, what did our Lord do in the lives of all the saints? He allowed them to know themselves in relation to him. He allowed them to see how faulty they were, how weak they were, so that they would totally let go of themselves and let our Lord in. And it's the journey He's going to lead every single one of us on if we allow Him to. And sometimes we're journeying forward. We go, man, Lord, don't show me myself anymore. I don't want to see one more fault, one more sin. But it's what's necessary if we're going to come to the knowledge of what St. Paul says. St. Paul said, consider others as better than yourselves. My brothers and sisters, do you think other people are better than you are? Now, if you don't have low self-esteem, do you think other people are better than you are? If you're like me, you probably say, well, yeah, there's some. Right, but I'm better than most. Right? I mean, really, like... But I think that's really the way we think, right? I remember when I entered the seminary, you know, it was kind of like the apostles, probably, like the gospel today. I entered the seminary, I'm with 17 guys in my class, and I get there, and the temptations to compare myself to others were constant. To look around and be like, oh gosh, thank goodness I'm going to preach better than that guy will. Right? Or I'm more intelligent than that one. And I remember the thought, like, I have so much to offer. Right? Our Lord shows me I have so much to give to the church. And what would He teach me little by little? You have nothing to give. You have nothing to do except what I'm going to do in you. But you have to let me in. And so a few years ago, I was right here praying before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And I came upon the line of our Lord when He says, you can do nothing without me. You ever really thought of that? You can do nothing without me. I had somebody a couple of weeks ago say to me, it was in confession, I was actually not here, but in confession, and I said to the person, you know, they're struggling with certain sins, they're not big ones, and I said, you know, are you maintaining your prayer life? Because I think if you increase your prayer life, you wouldn't struggle in these ways. And this man, God bless him, says, well, Father, you know, I really only pray when I need God. If we can do nothing without Him, every single one of us, if we believe that, we would pray constantly. Right? I'm helpless without You, Lord. And that's what He taught the saints. And so on that occasion, as I'm kneeling before our Lord, you can do nothing without me, I made the prayer that I most regret ever making in my life. I said, Lord, allow me to know the truth of those words. My brothers and sisters, in the last 3 years, our Lord has shown me my faults more than ever before. He's brought me to my knees so many times in His mercy so that I will come to understand, oh my gosh, Lord, I think I need You more than anybody else. I really am the least. And so I will place myself in Your service and allow You to take over. My brothers and sisters, as you receive Him today, ask Him for the grace that you will really become a servant of all as He calls us to. But know that in that, He's going to little by little take you apart so that He can then make you entirely new in Him. And it's not going to lead to a point where we're so ashamed of ourselves or we have an unhealthy, you know, low self-esteem or we struggle psychologically or emotionally because of that. It'll be the exact opposite. We'll become truly confident, but not in ourselves, but in Him and in His grace and mercy. And we will come to know, like St. Paul did, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. I will boast of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can rest in me. May we truly become His servants.